I've decided to acquire an AWS Database Specialty Certification. This is a relatively new certification type, released in early 2020, and it's a specialty level exam covering practically all database offerings of AWS. I've passed the exam today. Yay. So to let out my post-exam adrenaline by typing furiously, I'll share my thoughts here. I used a lot of sources for studying with a varying degree of success and usefulness. The sheer amount of documentation, numerous cheat sheets, videos, and tutorials can make you feel dizzy. Here, I will try to summarize my experience about preparing for this exam and suggest an approach that I think is effective. My goal was similar to when I did my first AWS certification exam: to set an external motivating factor to force myself to learn about the topic in a structured manner. It might also improve the chances of a future job hunt by showing a proof of some baseline knowledge, although that aspect is secondary. To put my background into context, I'm a backend developer mostly comfortable with writing code in Python for microservices, APIs, and automation. I have some experience with cloud-based services, databases, SQL and NoSQL, and message queues, but I'm by no means an expert, and I want to dramatically improve my knowledge of these areas in the coming months. Contents, point no talk, core resources, AWS docs. The AWS documentation is by far the best, most exhaustive, and most up-to-date resource you can have. However, the previous statement doesn't help much, as the docs are just too vast and too detailed to be consumed and retained for an exam. Still, when in doubt about a particular topic, this is the best, most authentic place to look for confirmation. Egg. If you're looking for the single source of truth about DynamoDB's capacity units, you might put into Google to only show official AWS docs. AWS FAQs. Similar to the above, the FAQ of each database services offers great overviews. They are easy to read and are a good start to getting to know a service. Udemy. As a core resource, I suggest purchasing this Udemy course. Fantastic work by Riaz Sayyad and Stefan Marek. I have one small note. I think the usefulness of this course resides mostly in the slides, which are put together with great care. However, the video is basically read out loud the slides' contents. Not worth the time watching them end-to-end, in my opinion. Fair enough. As this practically means that it's mostly enough to read the slides. I have read and reread the slides and watched all the hands-on videos. Did the quizzes and watched some of the course videos. And my approach was that when I got tired of reading and staring at the screen, I would go for a long walk in a park and listen to the course. Worsers, there, there, surf, for studios, porkier, worse, tamentan, zori, tendan, curer, a wormy sarbs, a brazer, brows, and babs, and a zoro, sham, zoom, or the camera in the work in our sign park, shadar, quakish, cancer. That can download the course on Wi-Fi for offline use, so it doesn't consume your mobile data. AWS reinvent videos for entertainment and to mix things up a bit. This is a really good presentation to put Koreikita all for a dirt race the DBs into perspective. AWS reinvent 2018 building with AWS databases match your workload to the right database. Rick Houlihan is a fantastic presenter who gives a great overview of the different database offerings of AWS. AWS training for free. I recommend at least scanning through the official exam readiness e-learning resource from the AWS training and certification site. While it might seem tedious and a bit too high level, it does contain some useful practical hints for the exam, and each section contains a practice question with a detailed explanation. It also contains a quiz with 15 questions and their answers, including explanations. This quiz might be the quiz that the Frère closest. So I swear, Sarzians that are erroring in the Towahans to the real exam, and it's free. Cloud Academy, the Shrine Chance, their exam prep course, currently in preview mode, so it's not exhaustive and subject to change, is really good. They operate on a subscription basis, but you can have a 7-day free trial, which might just be enough to get the most out of this course. They do have lots of other extremely useful resources, though. And the practice exam and the end of the course is very useful, and it is not available in the free trial period. So I recommend paying that 29s for that purpose and for a month's worth of subscription, after which I've canceled it, I admit. Official AWS sample questions. Do the official sample exam questions currently available here and read the explanations carefully. The answers contain links to the relevant parts of the AWS docs. I took that as a hint and have read those extra carefully. Official practice exam. I highly recommend taking an official practice exam a few days before taking the actual exam. The cost is $40 at the moment, but if you have taken a previous certification, you are entitled to a free practice exam. AWS Trusted Advisor Docs. The Trusted Advisor Best Practice Checklist contains information about some database services. Search for keywords like RDS and Dynamo on this page. Additional sources I recommend taking this practice exam is Turskin in neatly put together by Stefan Marek. This practice test from Tutorials Dojo is quite high quality with good explanations. There are one or two questions in this set which I don't consider correct though. Scaling your application with AWS relational databases with a corresponding talk here is a good resource, but it might just be enough to read the slides, in all honesty. Jayendra Patel's website is a good resource with lots of cheat sheets for quick refreshers. Read a bunch of blog posts from AWS about databases. They are often more real-life focused than the exam prep materials and are slightly less dense, are more fun to read. A remarkably in-depth article about provisioning DynamoDB, and this one too, which might be really too granular and detailed. It's almost like a developer guide. I also recommend this Partize test at WizLabs. The quality perhaps falls short of the practice test of Stefan, but it's still a good additional resource. I think that these practice exams give you the right sense of urgency to apply your knowledge on the spot and make you think more actively, creatively than just reading and rote memorization, Amazon Aurora. Design considerations for high throughput cloud native relational databases. A really detailed technical paper about Aurora. This level of granularity is not required for the exam, but it's very interesting to see why they opted for certain implementation details. Egg, how they managed to make scaling of IO operations embarrassingly parallel by making a purpose-built storage service. Assorted practical tips, conclusion, and thanks. Overall, it was a very challenging exam, and I was not sure I was going to pass it, given the sheer breadth of the material. I'm thankful for all the content creators out there, Stefan and Riyad with their Udemy course, John Bonso from Tutorials Dojo, Cloud Academy, and many tech bloggers. I think it was worth the time, effort, and money put into it. I learned a lot. There is a sense of achievement, and it actually might be useful for a future job application.